Welcome back. Listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Almost a third of Ireland's population lives in rural areas, many of which are facing unique challenges. Social isolation, transport and the closure of shops and businesses, to name just a few. And as a general election approaches, the people who live in these areas are hoping the next government will support their communities, as Gavin O'Callaghan has been finding out.
If this place closed down in the morning, that's it. There's nothing in the village.
That's Mary Fogarty. She's the co-founder of the community-owned Cottage Cafe in Lochmore in County Tipperary.
We just have to keep on. And all the bigger towns seem to be soaking the people in. And little small country shops are closing. So if we can hold on to a sense of community, I think rural Ireland will be safe. You know, you have your heritage, you have your music, you have your GAA, you have the school, you have everything that you need to keep a village alive. But without having something like a centre for people to go to, like, it will die, and rural Ireland will die. But we are going to fight for it, and we're going to fight strong for it. And as long as I have two legs under me, this place will stay going.
The cafe has been open for 12 years and has been the focal point of the village ever since. But like many rural areas, there are issues to be tackled, and there's no better time to raise them than ahead of the general election.
Like most in rural Ireland, this place and a lot of others are under huge pressure.
John O'Dwyer is the head of Tipperary Tourism.
What's going well here is the cafe here, the hurling team and the pub. And basically we have very, very little after that, and it's very hard to keep those. So what we need to do is we need to start investing in tourism. But I think the problem is we have tended to invest, I think, in urban type centres and to feel that we must have a bricks and mortar attraction. I think the attractions are hiding in plain sight. They're all around us.
Around 30% of the population live in rural Ireland, and many of them are in the farming industry. One of those I met in the cottage in Lochmore was former North Tipperary IFA chair Imelda Walsh. She spoke of her concerns over derogation, which farmers can apply for to allow them to exceed the nitrates limits.
If we are to lose our derogation, it will have a huge negative impact here in us within the county, and also within businesses that rely on farmers also.
Derogation isn't the only issue Miss Walsh said that farmers face.
I suppose I'm thinking now in particular of the beef and the sheep and the tillage sectors. We're saying that in respect of CAP, the CAP is almost as stationary from where it was when it started. Those farmers, that sector, you see a huge amount of part-time farmers. They haven't been able to make a living from the land, so they're working off-farm to try to generate an income to keep their families going while still wanting to hold on to the land. So those farmers, in actual fact, are working longer and harder hours than ever they had in the past.
The large village of Tinnehealy is one of the more remote areas of County Wicklow. The nearest towns of Gorey and Arklow are both over 20 kilometres away. Darren Kavanagh is the owner of O'Connor's Pub.
I suppose in the last 10 years there has been pretty drastic changes in relation to the number of people that are coming through the village and all. But we're lucky enough that we're on the Wicklow Way as well. So we've good tourists, amount of tourists, like foreign and both in-house tourists. Unfortunately, two pubs have closed in the village within that 10-year period.
Darren said the pubs weren't the only closures that the village has seen.
The local veg shop, the bank has gone now about 4 or 5 years. Local restaurant, the same number of years. Just in general, there's a lot of residential houses that have become vacant and no one living in them anymore. So it's not just shops and pubs and restaurants, it's also houses.
Those haven't been the only changes. Some have been more positive.
Public transport is a big thing. Now, we do have a rural link, but it is completely different to what it was 10 years ago. The rural link now is a major boost to the village, but like it's about 3 or 4 services a day. I suppose it's better than nothing, but it'd be great if it was more frequent.
For your freshest steak burgers in your Avos, please.
Close to O'Connor's Pub is Murphy's Butchers, which is run by Carolina Murphy. She told me what kind of issues Tinnehealy faces.
The parking is not great. The bank is gone, you know, and public transport now, we have the local buses. But, you know, people need to go to the bank. Like, you know, I think, you know, the biggest problem is that everything is now through the internet and the phone. And lots of people doesn't do that, older people, because they're scared of the scams, like.
I asked Carolina what she would say to any politician who was looking for her vote.
Take care of the small villages, especially, like, you know, we are a small village and there's lots of farmers around. And, you know, farmers, because the farmers, we have food, like. If the farmers are gone, what did you get? Everything coming from different countries. You don't want that. Like, it's nothing wrong with the Irish community, with the Irish economy, like. I think, you know, we need it back to the roots, to remind the villages, like, everything is in bigger town, every money going to the bigger town. They forget about the small towns.
And that was Carolina Murphy of Murphy's Butchers in Tinnehealy, County Wicklow, ending that report by Gavin O'Callaghan.